Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
The partial federal government shutdown is now over, at least for 3 weeks. But the date has come and gone for the January cattle on feed report, a report that may just be skipped by Uncle Sam when it's all said and done. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver came up with a set of numbers that he thinks that USDA might have actually released if they had actually done the report this last Friday as scheduled. Robb, one of several analysts, doing just exactly that.
We would put placements slightly above a year ago. Now, the headwind to the placements, especially in Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa, have been the muddy feed yard conditions. But we think in the southern plains, and we've had bigger feeder cattle imports from Mexico, and we've had auction barn movement in most of the nation above a year ago. So we'd have placements slightly above a year ago, marketing slightly down from a year ago. Not enough that it really worries us in a marketing sense. Again, the weights seem to be well in check. And so that'll leave us an on-feed count of about 2% above a year ago, maybe a shade more. That's very much in line with the growth in the supplies of calves and yearlings and in the overall inventory numbers and down from the large year-over-year increases that we had in much of 2018. So that on-feed inventory seems to be kind of coming back in line a little bit. Again, we probably won't get a report, and we looked further down the road. You know, these pre-report estimates are based on prior data from USDA, and we think the pre-report estimates are what people will see will be a very wide range again this month. So I suspect that people have placements below a year ago that are heavily looking at Central and Northern Plains data and above a year ago if they're looking at Texas. So, you know, not having the USDA data sets even more uncertainty for the next cattle on feed report because they build on each other.
Now, with the partial government shutdown over for USDA right now, it is anticipated that we will probably get a cattle inventory report from Uncle Sam, perhaps not just this week, as it was scheduled on the 31st of January, this coming Thursday. In all likelihood, it'll be pushed back a bit. Jim Robb gives us his ideas on some of the key numbers.
Our assessment of the cattle inventory on January 1 would be a beef cow herd that's up 0.2 to 0.3% year over year, and probably a total inventory that's up on the order of 0.3 to 0.5% year over year. So the rate of growth in the overall cattle inventory is moderating significantly compared to the last few years. And that's our sense without a report, kind of looking at the data that's available so far.
And Jim Robb reminds us that this cattle inventory report due out this coming Thursday, whenever it is released, will have data that's very important to us.
That's a very important report. It gives us a real gauge of how the overall herd is, and it gives us our best estimate of the size of the 2018 calf crop. And that's a number that gets very important here as we look ahead to placements and how the cattle market will develop in 2019.
Speaking of 2019, Jim, what are you thinking right now regarding this overall beef cow herd number? We are anticipating maybe a slightly higher number January 1, whenever the numbers come out. But what about this year that we've just started?
I think as we move through 2019, Mother Nature, as you know, it always has a potentially big impact in terms of forage resources, et cetera, in the industry. But we think we stay on this general trend of, you know, the rate of growth moderating even more. And our initial assessment would be not a herd reduction in 2019, but no year-over-year growth. And so from a meat supply standpoint, you know, we have growing population and maybe some growing exports. So that would tighten domestic supplies a little bit. But again, Mother Nature can have a big impact with a short corn crop. We have many factors that could set up where producers do a little bit more aggressive culling, especially of their beef cow herds. And we know the dairy cow herd is under pretty aggressive culling. And so there is a possibility that the overall cow herd could be down in 2019. We're getting very close to no change in the inventory as of January 1, 2019.
Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.